Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Aaron Weber, Zach Townsend later on in the studio with us at the Funny Bone this weekend. It's Friday. This week has been weird for all of us on the show.
Thank
here.
God.
Yeah. But we've had fun. It's just, it's been weird. But yeah, could be weird at your job too, for that matter. If you got a weird job. Sad songs make us feel good. I've always thought that was true. And I don't know why. Is there a reason that a sad song can make you feel good?
Maybe it's the key it's in. Sometimes that triggers a little response.
Or is it... I'm talking about the lyrics and actual what the song is about. We all have our own sad songs we go to that make us sad. Or if, even if we are sad, we listen to it. If we're not sad, it makes you sad to hear the song. But it apparently it's therapeutic, I guess, right?
Yeah, it is. But yeah. It is just part of like feeling any emotion.
Feeling anything.
Yeah.
That's true. That's why people cut themselves.
You're
going to
be
sad.
Like, and if somebody's relating to you in music, that helps. Sometimes it's nice just to
I think it's feeling.
Yeah, it's I just to
right.
feel.
Mm-hmm. So you're feeling something. You're not just dead inside. Mm-hmm. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, being moved triggers sadness, and sadness triggers being moved. So you're still, even though it's sadness as an emotion is moving you, you're still feeling something.
Right, yeah. Right.
Experiencing a range of emotions through music in a safe environment may help us navigate real world emotions. So maybe it's like, you're practicing feeling the sad with the music to help you feel the sad in real life when you need to, I guess.
That makes sense.
Well, that's probably it. Plus, you're just moving, by the way. And just like you said,
I'm just glad
you're
to hear
feeling
this.
Something. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Nick, that's why people slit their thighs with razor blades.
Yeah, don't mention that to Nick, though.
let's not bring that up again.
The next thing is physical pain.
Oh.
Nick needs to feel physical pain just to feel something.
Well, that's... I cut myself today.
Right,
come on, we know the song.
Myself today.
Yeah, I hurt myself today, exactly.
No, but the study suggests sadness itself enhances musical enjoyment. I mean, I guess,
You get a little more immersed.
Oh, yeah,
I
love a good
if a song comes on that makes me sad, you get totally immersed in it.
Yeah.
Completely, man. Yeah.
Well, there's sad songs I know of that I don't even associate with something personal, but I hear those songs and they I think about the last album that Warren Zevon recorded before he died.
I'll keep you in your heart for a while, right?
Yeah, that song particularly.
Well, that's just brutal. A sad song.
The whole album is
plus
sad.
Plus, you know he's dead.
And he knew that he was dying when he wrote and recorded the album, and you can just feel all of
it. I think all of us have songs that people might not even know. They're not big hits or anything that we just all know. And from
tone of a song, the key the song is in, will evoke some kind of emotion within me. And I don't necessarily associate it with anything personal.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Yeah. Yeah. And it,
and I suppose it depends upon my mood at the time, too.
Right.
But yeah, sometimes a song will come on that'll remind me of a friend that's no longer with us. And so that'll make me sad. But, that's a direct connection.
Yeah, well, there are so-called like happy, what would be considered happy songs that could make bum you out, too.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
If you associate that song with someone who's no longer around, it's a pathway to the sadness. It's not, the song isn't sad, but it eventually gets you to the sadness.
Todd did say that it could be number one road hard. Maybe she's pretty nasty.
That was an emailer. Or ride Harley Davidson. That's not it. Well, that's coming.
She's a rogue.
That's coming from a Harley guy.
I know. Everything's not about Harleys, dudes. That, relax.
The top of their head.
Everything's not about Harleys. I don't think she's hopping in a rogue, she's into Harleys. Sad songs make us feel good. All right. It says feel good, actually. So, all right. I get that. I think it's about it's about moving yourself, right? That's why you cut your thighs with a razor blade,
Or not.
Don't do that.
Right.
But people do, man.
Focus on the pain.
It's the feeling it takes.
It's the only thing that's real.
Right. All right. All right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Psychedelic use of drugs appears to help sexual function and satisfaction.
Now, is this, compare that with some sad songs.
Is this why you're
dabbling,
sex?
Todd?
Is tripping while you're having sex?
No, if you read this study, it has more to do with you can get off your antidepressant drugs, which are often really sexually inhibiting.
I got it.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Keep the wiener down, right.
Yeah, so they replace the SSRIs with psychedelic drugs and treat their depression that way.
Oh, I thought you just trip and then you have sex.
Oh, so it's not exactly the psychedelics that are making sex better. It's the lack of the antidepressants that's making sex better.
It's the medicine inside the psychedelics that allow you to get rid of the antidepressants.
Well, which is the same thing what Puss said there. You trip and then you have sex and it feels great.
There's no erectile dysfunction associated with the psychedelics.
Have you ever tripped and had sex, Nick?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't hear about a lot of guys tripping having sex.
No. Yeah. Nobody's like, hey, why don't I bang that guy who's grasping the reality?
I mean, if you and
your
lady are both
tripping.
Right,
at that point?
Just wondering if the
moon
disappeared.
You're both tripping. Yeah. I know two dudes just hanging out end up sucking face, but that's not bad.
No, that's MDMA.
Well, that's a psychedelic, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Is it? Is it classified as a psychedelic? I've never done ecstasy.
If you're sucking face with your buddy, you don't want to in real life.
But I know when you're in the middle of a trip, mushrooms or LSD.
Can you chub?
You're not really thinking about sex.
This article points to, they say psychedelics, classic psychedelics, including psilocybin, ayahuasca, DMT, LSD, and something called San Pedro cactus. What? That's a new one on me.
Let's try it.
I knew you'd say that.
I'll give it a go.
So
sounds natural, doesn't it?
How about this? You said you're not thinking about sex when you're tripping. How about the experiment would be, is you trip, like Nick said, some woman's not going to want to bang that guy's grasping reality, but you have, in this case, you have your woman attack you while you're tripping. Could you think you could do it? Or you think you'd just be distracted? Or you think her head would turn into like a cow or something like
There's a possibility of that, but I'd give it a try.
I think it depends on the kind of trip you're having.
At the time, okay.
Yeah, it depends upon how intense it is.
Were you afraid you'd see, like, she'd look like the devil while you're banging her? Like,
yeah, if it's a totally hallucinogenic trip, okay. I don't think you'd want to do that.
Okay.
But if it's just like a warm, fuzzy, bodied mushroom trip, why not?
Okay, all right.
Apparently San Pedro cactus is big in, or has been big for many thousands of years in Andean traditional medicine. And it is a psychedelic. It allows users to, quote, reach heaven while still on Earth.
And only available in South America?
Let's see.
It said you can grow to the United States, but only for ornamental purposes.
Push this quote to Belinda Carlisle, by the way.
Unintentional.
We have it as a place on Earth. There you go.
Ecuador, Peru, Colombia, Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Venezuela.
From the people that brought you ayahuasca.
It's in the same region, yeah.
Is that exclusively South American, too? Can you find ayahuasca anywhere else?
I think it's don't you have to, trek to the middle of a jungle to do the ayahuasca trips?
I don't know if that's necessary, but a lot of people seem to do that.
Maybe it enhances the ayahuasca trip to be in the middle of the jungle.
I've talked to a couple people who have done that.
Dustin's a man after her own heart. My girlfriend had some of those pills help you recover faster from COVID, which I took, too. They're amazing. If you got COVID, take those pills. What
were they called? Paxlovid.
Yeah. I thought it might be I'll see if. So he ate a couple. He wasn't sick. And I'll be damned, didn't give me a drip like the good old cocaine feel back in the day.
I've had
that. Don't do drugs, kids.
I don't recall the drip.
No, but Todd, I took it because when I had COVID.
Because we actually had COVID.
He didn't have COVID.
I just recall eating
that. And by the way, it does help you get better right away.
That Paxlovid, and it kind of tasted tinny. Things tasted funny for a couple.
It was a miracle. I wish I took it a day earlier.
While you were on that Paxlovid, things tasted funny. And your mouth tasted kind of metally, but it did help the recovery time.
Oh, last year was amazing when I had it. About a year ago, last time I had that. But this guy ate it, and he wasn't sick, because, of course, that's what you do. Just try other people's pills for no reason.
Sure.
And
don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, Unfortunately, a lot of our listeners do a lot of drugs.
You said doo-doo.
I did, And they report on every combination. So somebody's going to tell us eventually if they had sex while they were just totally tripping.
Or if you've been in the Andes and tried some San Pedro cactus.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the
that sounds like a minor league team, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Their theme nights are probably real fun.
I bet they have cool hats.
A-ball team in southern Arizona somewhere.
Oh, yeah, the cacti right there on the front of the hat. That'd be kind of cool looking. Right? Zach Peterson had this joke the other night. I think it's one of my favorite jokes I've ever heard. I don't know why. It was just because it's the way he pulled it off. He said, it looks like a guy that gets married at a minor league baseball game. It was just a quick aside. And I don't know what made that just trigger me. I just maybe that's because really hammered.
Lots of booze.
Yeah.
So
booze, but it was just so clever and so stupid and so funny. And he is all three of those for that.
Well, and, clever.
And he
stupid.
Did look like a guy that got married at a minor league baseball game. Did you see all the people that got married during the, there's like maybe 30 or 40 couples in New Mexico got married at the
Eclipse?
The Eclipse, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was in Arkansas.
Yes, it was Arkansas.
It was in Arkansas.
But you're right. New Mexico, they would have been thinner. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Eclipse didn't go over New Mexico, I don't think.
Whatever. It was Arkansas. They got married. Yeah, it was Arkansas. They all stood there and got, as soon as Eclipse went by, they all got married.
Right in the path of totality.
Totality.
The Tornal-Snoller Eclipse, or whatever the hell
that's
I think.
Tornal-Snoller.
Shut up, Todd. You're drunk.
I think I got the Eclipse right.
I don't know if you did either. But
I think you got that word.
Yeah. Tornal.
According to reports, I got Eclipse right, but the other two I mashed.
We could go
up.
Back and listen to the tape, but
The live show is up on. You haven't listened to it, right? Have you, Todd?
No, and I won't.
No, the live show is up. Yeah, I'm always amazed when I always hear people like music artists or even comedians, but mainly music artists will say they don't listen, they hate a song they did, or they don't listen to anything they've ever done. And I always wondered how people could do that. I always wondered how people can do TV shows and movies that have never seen them. But I.
Oh, you're starting to understand it?
Totally get it.
Now with podcasts, I totally understand
it. I lived it.
Get it.
I totally understand it, right?
I lived it. I don't need to watch it again.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Right. Come on back. Go listen to it, though. It's funny.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.